The need for technical workers is increasing across the country. Those jobs range from welding to manufacturing. In Northeast Wyoming, instructors say there are more open jobs than they have students to fill them. But in looking around the classroom, they see fewer women compared to men. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler found out how educators are thinking about gender diversity.
Michaela Patton had no intention of going into what she calls dirty work before starting school at Gillette College. She thought, maybe criminal justice. But then she got a phone call from her dad. He had worked on rigs and in coal mines.
He was like, I'm glad you're going into an office job. And he's like, I would never want you to do any of the stuff I did. You should be a nurse or something. And 2 weeks before classes started, I switched my major to welding because I wanted to get my hands dirty.
Now she's a welding instructor at Gillette College. It's true. Most welders, auto mechanics, and electricians are men. And it's not like no one noticed. 13 years ago, the Carl D. Perkins Career and Technical Education Act required states to work on this. It sets targets for classes that are non-traditional for certain genders, like getting more women into auto or agriculture classes. But it's been a slow process. Around 2,000 students are in Career and Technical Education, or CTE, classes across high schools in Campbell County School District. And that number counts students more than once if they are in multiple CTE classes. Out of that number, there are 493 female students enrolled in classes. Thunder Basin High School CTE instructor and department chair Andrew Borgelli says most CTE classes, like business courses, are balanced. But he admits that most female students aren't taking welding or similar classes.
There are some stereotypes, you know, predominantly there are probably more male students in welding than there are females. Some of the agriculture classes might have more male students, but then there are some of those classes that only have female students.
Borgelli says a student's schedule often depends on their interest or what their friends are taking. Campbell County District CTE curriculum facilitator Autumn Williams says there is a lack of female students in auto, computer science, and engineering classes.
But that doesn't mean that like girls can't be mechanics at all. It just means that this is not an area that they're interested in, or they maybe don't know that they could do it.
But seeing more women in classes can help show students they are capable. Candace Ayers is in her second year in the machine tool program at Sheridan College.
I'm the only female in my class.
Ayers didn't have any experience before signing up, but she says knowing the class would be led by a female instructor encouraged her.
And that made me feel so much better, just to know that there was a female there. Because it is intimidating, no matter how confident you are, and it's intimidating sometimes.
Sarah Spann is that instructor in Sheridan College's machining program. She says, as a teacher, she likes to have balance in her classroom.
I enjoy the diversity in the classroom. I enjoy both having females and males. Like, if you get too many men in a room, you know, they always have to have the macho contest. So, you know, it's just a nice way to mix it up.
The college hosts demo days for students to come and learn more about what CTE is. And that provided an opportunity for Ayers' presence as a college student to reassure female high school students that they could join the field.
I kind of noticed a lot of females coming over and talking to me, just getting them to the point where they're asking questions and not scared to ask questions. And I think that was awesome because they're, you know, not standing in the back completely in the dark about what we're doing.
These interactions are one of the ways CTE curriculum facilitator Williams thinks schools can recruit more women for these career paths.
We actually have a professional day planned to maybe recruit more of the non-traditional students in our CTE programs.
She says welding instructor Patton will come speak with students about her career.
And so I think that will help having an alumni come back and say, yeah, I was a female welder and look how much money I'm making now.
Patton says seeing more women in the field may be reassuring for potential students.
If more women came into these types of fields, it'd really help the younger generation to see that, you know, it's not as intimidating as you might think, and that, you know, women belong in every field, whether it be tech-related or more traditional.
Borgelli says he is already slowly seeing change at his high school.
As we move into the 21st century, I think more and more you're going to see those non-traditional students in non-traditional classes, and eventually that non-traditional label will go away.
And with more women visible in CTE careers, younger women might start to get the message that they belong to. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler in Gillette.